Hundreds of thousands took to the streets of Egypt yet again on Sunday in both pro and anti-Morsi rallies. Anti-Morsi and Muslim Brotherhood protests moved in several marches across Cairo, converging in both Tahrir Square and outside the presidential palace, where pro-Morsi supporters continued their sit-in by Rabaa Mosque and near Cairo University.
"I've been sitting here for over a week and I'm not going to leave unless our president Mohamed Morsi is reinstated. He's our legitimate president and what happened was a military coup."
Anti-Morsi supporters said they are coming out to stand by what they called the revolution of June 30th and to show the world that the actions of the military regarding ousting Morsi where he responds to the demands of the people and not a coup.
"Inevitably, we want a civil state, not one run by the military. But on the other hand, the Noor party must not keep rejecting the proposal of the interim president for the premiership. Reconciliation must be achieved for the country to move forward."
One of the prominent aspects in the anti-Morsi protests was anger with the American statements made about the developments in Egypt and against American media coverage, which protesters described as biased towards the Muslim Brotherhood. Mohamed Elbaradei has been announced as the new prime minister, but then the decision was revoked after Salafi Noor Party, which is anti-Morsi, stood against the appointment. The group argues that Elbaradei, being given the position, will further polarize the already divided nation. Baradei, however, was tipped to be the new prime minister. Pro-Morsi supporters have vowed to continue with their protest sit-ins until Morsi is reinstated. Many analysts see the ongoing events as a strong indication that the unrest will continue in Egypt for a while to come. Reports of scuffles and clashes between the two sides emerged along the day from various governorates.
"While both supporters and opponents of Morsi are still depending on showing their power in numbers on the street, it is becoming clear that this approach will only lead to more confrontations between them and that a political solution needs to be reached to calm down all sides." Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.